This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
We're delighted to say, joining us in the studio, it's Mystico. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, you're just like, we should get you some swipe cards for this building. So
we love them.
We love your generosity. Every time a new track drops, you're the first to reach out, or you reach out to us first, I hope, and you go, hey, lads, we've got something to play for you.
The messages come through. I'm going to say, like, I can't remember how long ago it was. When did you first come in?
Oh, it was December 2022.
Yeah, it was somewhere in the first or second week of December.
It was 15 months ago. We did our first single.
And what a blooming journey.
Yeah. Like, number eight now.
And seriously, well done, because you know, working full time and trying to hold down a second career as a bunch of musicians, singers, songwriters, collaborators, it's a tough task. So well
done. Husbands.
And husbands.
And husbands, right?
Yeah.
So tell us, what have you been up to?
Well, we just finished the album. We finished it last week. So it's coming out on May the 4th. And we've been really busy preparing for our debut headline show at the Nightcat on May the 10th.
I know, right? Yeah. We were talking about that this morning. Go make sure it's in your calendar, mate.
Yeah,
we can't wait.
It's going to be big.
And the name of the – this is your first EP, effectively.
Yeah.
And it's called Blind and Betrayed.
Nah, it's – so Blind and Betrayed is the eighth single from the album. It's On This Journey, Volume 1.
On This Journey, Volume 1. My apologies. No. Oh,
that's okay. You said it with such authority that if they weren't in the room, everyone would have believed
you. Say with conviction.
Everything said with conviction. Now, why is it taking you this long to actually put the album out?
We released the first single where we wrote the song for our wedding day in December, and at that point we had no other songs. So we've actually written this whole album.
You've done well.
That is that in 14 months you've written an entire album.
Yeah. And released it.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
It sounds even more nuts when you say it out loud.
Literally.
Was there a bit of, you know, like, you know, I just saw it in your faces when you said, and we finally finished it, and you both sort of, your shoulders dropped and you both sighed. What did you do to sort of celebrate or to,
well,
you
know? we actually finished it while at doing other stuff for work. So we were like, we were just kind of going with it at the time. But afterwards, I think we had a week. We went to Blues Fest.
Yeah, Byron Bay Blues Fest.
Blues Fest was kind of our celebration. That was our cutoff point. We had to get it to our mixing engineer, Don, by Blues Fest, or we weren't going to get it by the date of release date. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
So we got it to him, and then we went and celebrated at Blues Fest for 4 days, which was awesome.
And that was fun.
Was it?
I saw that on your socials. You did actually look like you were having the time of your lives.
Did you camp? Is it like muddy ground? And I'm thinking it's like Splendor.
No, we didn't this time, but I reckon next year when we go back, we're camping.
We're thinking about getting a camper van or RV type thing.
Oh, like a Winnebago.
It'd be awesome.
With a little car towed behind it so you can sit down to the pub for a counter meal. I'd love that.
Yeah, what were the crowds like up there? Because you performed,
No, we didn't.
We wish.
In their own tent, they performed.
next year.
That's 100%,
Blues Fest, if you're listening, 2025, please.
Yes.
It was amazing. Like, I think the thing that blew our mind was there was so many kids, and it goes all the way up to like 80-year-olds.
Okay,
it's just a full bunch of different
people. A big family affair.
But it was busy.
And seeing Tom Jones, we were both, after we watched Tom Jones, we were like, wow, we just saw Tom Jones.
Hang on, Tom Jones was there.
Yeah, and he killed it. He killed it. People screaming.
I didn't tell you. So Ben went to go and see him down here and said exactly the same thing. My partner went to go and see them and said, like, on some of the original stuff, he was a little bit shaky, but on the newer stuff, like, his voice was so powerful. So
did he do Pussycat?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
It felt like a cult.
It would have.
Tom Jones cult.
He's 82, I think. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
I ask anyone that goes to a festival, because I'm not that, there's too much dirt for me in a festival. What was the cost of water?
It wasn't actually that bad.
Not $17.20.
You're assuming they drank water.
I've got a follow-up question.
they had free filtered water everywhere that you could refill.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. They recommended bringing the bottles. I think it's a lot for the environment, stuff like that. So it was really, really good. Like, that sort of stuff was great.
Do you think people were perhaps on substances? Like you know, a lot of those festivals,
yes,
you know, there's a debate at the moment. There's a debate at the moment around pill testing going on around the country.
Yeah, but I think different types of drugs rather than
it's a blues fest. I think with the families there, it's not going to be as prevalent like as a dance party or something.
You're like an hour from Nimbin, so you know we're talking very family friendly stuff.
And I dated a girl from Nimbin.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, maybe she was at the blues fest. Let's go back to the music.
All right.
So the album's coming out. One of the things I like about you both is that you have been very collaborative in your approach to the songwriting and particularly the performers. So just tell us who else is helping you out on the album.
All right. So I'll go in order because that's how best I remember it. Started with Leah Magoo. So she did Better Lives with us.
She came into the studio here. We played that. It was an amazing, amazing singer.
That's exactly right. And she incredible. Catherine Brazzesi, she did Down Low with us. Then we did On This Journey with Ambrea, and we did Blind and Betrayed with the boys, James and Judd. That's all. Ellen and Faye.
Oh, and Ellen.
And Ellen,
Our musical director for the show.
Yeah. How could you forget about Ellen? Portia de Rossi would get a bit upset about that.
And I understand how the first collab came with Leah, because we talked about it, but how did you find the other people to work with? Is that through the same sort of network? Or have you managed to spread your wings a little further?
I think Catherine and Leah were long-term collaborators with us.
Yeah.
James and Judd are our bass and guitarist for our band.
Okay.
So they've been a part of Mystico now for 12 months. Mm-hmm. Ambrea was new. She's someone that we met only a year ago. She's incredible.
Amazing. Incredible voice.
Hey, lads, every Saturday morning we ask this question.
Is it a banger?
And so we have got teed up on the record machine over there, spinning the turntables, your brand new track from the album, I'm going to get this right, On This Journey, Volume 1, is coming out like super soon, tomorrow?
Yeah. May the 4th.
May the 4th. I'm getting my facts right today, aren't I? I told you I was having a tough day. This is Blind and Betrayed, Mystico.
Thank you.
Sit back, drink your coffee. This is a cruisy one.
Four of us were on the air strong enough to keep it all right. Bound to love, trust in a million dreams, what I was raised to believe. I don't wanna let it go, I don't wanna say goodnight to my family life. Family life, I guess this is how it goes. With a knife, secrets are twisted in time. I want to go back to where I crawled home, away from what's left unknown. We were blind. For the rest of my life, just a memory of what we used to be. Echoes of laughter, now tears in my eyes, hoping that we can turn back time. I don't wanna let it go, I don't wanna say goodnight to my family life. Family life, I guess this is how it goes. The night, secrets are twisted in time.
Here on Joy 94.9, that was the wonderful banger of the week by Mr. Co, Blind and Betrayed. What a cracking track.
Gorgeous. Yeah,
thank you so
and
much.
What a vocal.
Yeah.
Like, you were really, like, pushing the boat out there.
Yeah, I really was. Yeah, no, it's a big sing, but I think it's cathartic. When you have a big sing like that, like, it feels like you're taking weight off your shoulders, yeah, which is great.
Like, it's good. Wow.
It's
good,
like a therapy session.
Exactly, bellow out the lungs. Now, coming from the brand new album, which you say is coming out on May the 4th, on This Journey, Volume 1, and you're going to be doing a gig, yes, to launch that. Whereabouts is that?
It's at the Nycat in Fitzroy. It's our debut headline show, and it's on May the 10th.
So jump onto the Mr. Co socials. You can find them just by Googling or jump onto Instagram. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm so proud of you. I remember that very first email that came into Joy. It went to one of our other shows, and it was passed
it's
on to
the
us.
Waiting.
And, yeah, yeah, and then we thought, actually, we want to do this. And we're so proud that you stuck with
you.
Us. And you've actually got the album out. So Mr. Co, fantastic new track. Give them some support.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.